Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchSMBStorage.com, and I'm here today with Brian Hill, senior analyst with Forrester Research. And his coverage area includes message archiving, records management, and e-discovery. How's it going today, Brian?
Great, Andrew. Thanks.
So depending on business, SMBs can be subject to some of the same regulatory and e-discovery standards as, a large business. What do you think the number one challenge is for SMBs when it comes to e-discovery?
Great. Well, I think it's important for SMBs to realize that e-discovery and regulatory requirements absolutely affect them too. Oftentimes you see in the news that many large organizations are being sued, but of course the same thing also happens to smaller organizations too. And so while SMBs don't have the same broad array of content types and systems, they are in fact especially challenged by having fewer resources, especially in the IT and legal organizations that could potentially support e-discovery requests.
Okay, and what do you suggest that SMBs could do to address these challenges? What are some of the steps from a technology standpoint that a company can take to be proactive and prepare for an e-discovery request?
Sure. So on the technology front, I think it's especially important for organizations to take a very proactive approach to e-discovery. And a big component of that is making sure that you keep content only for what the requirements are from a regulatory perspective or from a business needs perspective, and provided that that information is not subject to legal hold. So by doing so, you're going to make the e-discovery process a lot easier going downstream. And the reason for that is because when litigation hits, and it almost always will, you'll need to search across a smaller set of information to conduct e-discovery successfully. So there are a number of tools and applications in the marketplace that can assist with that. But in general, we counsel organizations to look closely at message archiving and records and retention management applications that can do exactly that. It's also very important for these applications, though, to be tightly linked to legal hold applications and legal hold processes, so that when you do reach the point in your retention schedule where it's appropriate to dispose of the information, you can be certain that you're not disposing of information that is either subject to current or pending litigation. So in addition to this technology approach, we also think that it's critical for IT and legal to meet so that they can map out what their game plan is going to be for taking both proactive and reactive approaches to e-discovery.
Okay, great. And so, are there products out in the market now that sort of address these needs, at a lower price point?
Absolutely. So the message archiving market, for example, is fairly mature at this point, and there are a number of different products provided by companies like Symantec and EMC that are adopted by not only enterprises but also those in the SMB markets. And what's been interesting, though, is that we've also seen a very significant uptick for hosted or SaaS-based solutions for message archiving provided by companies like LiveOffice, Smarsh, Global Relay, Mimecast, and others. Generally, we see that these hosted and SaaS-based solutions seem to be quite attractive for SMBs in particular.
Okay, so you think that's a good approach for small business?
Absolutely. So if you look at the customer accounts for each of these organizations, it's very clear that these markets are growing quite rapidly. And there are a number of reasons why this is happening, but if you look at the overall total cost of ownership for many of these SMBs that are considering message archiving, for example, that they'll find that the overall total cost of ownership may be quite compelling for them. But in addition to that, just simply being able to get up and running very quickly is a major advantage that these hosted and SaaS-based solutions have. And in general, we're seeing that the industry overall is responding more appropriately to privacy, security, and other operational concerns that have dogged the adoption of hosted or SaaS-based solutions.
Okay, and what about some like a non-technological solution? What do you think some important steps, you know, an SMB can take from, say, like a management perspective to prepare for rediscovery?
Sure. The most important thing is to have IT and legal work together. It's remarkable in how many organizations this simply doesn't happen. Perhaps it's not terribly surprising, given that there are typically different reporting structures, different budgets, and so forth. But the most important step is for the IT and legal stakeholders to start working together, if they haven't already, and to identify their systems and repositories throughout their organizations, and map those out, and then to prioritize those which represent the largest legal risk to the organization, and then start focusing on those first, either from a retention management or from a legal hold perspective. For many SMBs, they will find that messages, in particular, may represent a fairly significant legal challenge, and also message archiving presents the opportunity to capture significant operational benefits, such as improved backup and recovery and improved usage of storage technology. But in any case, it's critical for those stakeholders to start working together and to map out what they have throughout their entire enterprise, and then to prioritize accordingly, and then also to have a good game plan for when litigation does hit. So not only are you getting rid of the information that you don't need to keep for legal purposes or for business purposes, but then when litigation does hit, you need to make sure that you've got a good workflow in place to appropriately respond to litigation.
Okay, Brian, well, that's it for me today. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with me today.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
And for more information about e-discovery and other storage topics for small to mid-sized businesses, please visit searchsmbstorage.com. Thanks for listening.